How neat that is. Glad to welcome you to our worship service today. We're glad to welcome visitors and guests. We're glad you're with us and hope you'll come back and join us again. Coming up next Sunday is our shareholders dinner for our youth mission trips. This is an opportunity for you to come and listen as they talk about all the different mission activities they've been involved with over the summer, their mission trip to San Francisco, the different camps that they've been involved with. And you get to support those missions and have a share in that and support their work on our behalf. Michelle Knight will be in the Narthex following our worship service to offer tickets available for you out there. There's more information in your Go and Serve. We also have a group of camp staff with us. Is Bill over there? Bill, you're over here. You want to introduce your group over here?
I told them they're gonna stand up and talk. We just completed 6 days of camp called Camp Gift. It's for our 21 and plus special needs kids, most of which came up through Camp Love and now graduated high school. Thank you for sharing the church. Thank you for sharing all the resources, the bus. It was wonderful. We slept here. The kids came in every day. We found a great community pool in Columbia called Green Park. Has a water slide and everything. We went to Pelican's Ice a couple times. But really, thank you for sharing this church, and your love was felt in the building and in the presence while we were here. These are some wonderful college kids that give up a week of their summer, take off work, and come and serve. And it's a great reflection on the University Church.
Thanks, Bill. Can I just get y'all to stand up so they see how many of y'all are here today? Yay. Thank you. You might recognize them by their shirts. And this week we have music camp coming up and starts early tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. That's right. So the church will be, the halls will have lots of noise and children running around and ring with the sound of music. Yes. All right. We've been advertising for quite some time that today we're going to cut some things out of our worship service to make room for having some fun, to sing some hymns, whatever strikes your mind. And I've been inviting you to get ready for that. So anybody want to shout out a hymn they want to have done? It's not in our hymn book. It has to be in our hymnal. 888. Jim, 888. That's so beautiful for spacious skies.
Thank you.
great. Thank you. I'll let you know that we kind of thought this would be fun. If you enjoyed it, let us know. We're evaluating how we did this today. And we kind of have a plan of doing this every now and then if you liked what we did today. So we'll evaluate. And again, let us know more than just that. So anyway, and again, we have abbreviated some other parts of our service to allow for time for that. And we interpreted what we just did as our prelude. So please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Seeking reconciliation with God and neighbor, let us remember the gift of baptism and confess our sin. God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, against one another, and against the earth entrusted to our care. We are worried and distracted by many things, and we fail to love you above all else. We store up treasures for ourselves and turn away from our neighbors in need. Forgive us that we may live in the freedom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. When we were laid low by sin and guilt, God made us alive together with Christ, forgiving us all our trespasses by taking our sins to the cross. In love, Christ has set us free. Rejoice in this good news.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Benevolent God, you are the source, the guide, and the goal of our lives. Teach us to love what is worth loving, to reject what is offensive to you, and to treasure what is precious in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Seated and with the children, please come forward. Hey, good morning. All right, I have a sheet of paper here, and most of y'all probably can't read. But you, Cece, you got this. It says me. Can you see that? It says, why is it? It's not supposed to do that yet. It's supposed to say me. That's right. See how it says me? That's what it says. And the thing is, in our gospel lesson today, you're going to hear a story about somebody. And do you know who he thought about all the time? Me. He just thought about himself the whole time. Me, 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 me. It's all he ever thought about. And Jesus says that's not the way we're supposed to be. If we're going to live the way Jesus wants us to live, we can't think about me all the time. Guess what we're supposed to think about? And that's when we turn it and we think about we. How about that? We don't think about me, we think about we. We think about our neighbor and what's good for our neighbor, and we do what's good for other people. That's how Jesus wants us to live. So when you see the word me or hear somebody say it or look at the word we, remember, Jesus wants us to live thinking about other people and how we can care for them. All right, let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, we give you thanks for your love for us. And we pray that you would help us always to think about others and to give your love to them too. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Bye.
A reading from Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says the teacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. I, the teacher, when king over Israel and Jerusalem, applied my mind to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to human beings to be busy with. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun, and see, all is vanity and a chasing after wind. I hated all my toil in which I had toiled under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to those who come after me, and who knows whether they will be wise or foolish. Yet they will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. So I turned and gave my heart up to despair concerning all the toil of my labors under the sun. Because sometimes one who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave all to be enjoyed by another who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. What do mortals get from all the toil and strain with which they toil under the sun? For all their days are full of pain, and their work is a vexation. Even at night their minds do not rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
Kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, alleluia.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do, for I have no place to store my crops?" Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
O Christ. Two women met at a cocktail party after a separation of many years. After the initial delighted exchange of greetings, the first woman noticed that her friend was wearing an extraordinary diamond ring. She couldn't help commenting, "That is the most beautiful and enormous diamond I have ever seen." "Yes, it's an unusual diamond," came the reply. "It's the Callahan diamond, and it comes complete with the Callahan curse." "The Callahan curse," the first woman said. "What is the Callahan curse?" With a smile, the lady with the ring said, "Mr. Callahan." Sometimes having wealth and riches isn't all it's cracked up to be. And that's always been one of the points we've understood from the parable of the rich fool. And what's more, in this story, most of us hear a pretty clear call to get our priorities right. But there's a lot more to this parable than just that. Let me show you some things you may not have realized about this story. We've always called it the parable of the rich fool, but one scholar has renamed it How to Mismanage a Miracle. The scholar points out that what the rich man in the story missed was that his great harvest was a gift from God. What's more is that there are two key stories in the Bible that relate to having a bumper crop. The first is the story of Joseph in Egypt, who stored up grain during the good years so that people would have food to eat during the coming famine. And the second is that it was Jewish law to give your land a Sabbath rest every seventh year. So the Jewish farmer would set aside one seventh of his land each year to lie fallow and to regenerate itself. But, and this was the important part, when volunteer crops would grow on that untended land, the Bible said the farmer was not to harvest them, but instead to leave them for the poor together. This was understood as God's way of providing for the poor. So the biblical tradition that comes from both these stories is that if you have a bumper crop, if you have extra crops, that was God's gift to you and God's way of providing for the poor through you. So when the rich man in Jesus' story gets a bumper crop and asks himself, "What shall I do?" everybody knew the answer. Provide for the poor. It was clear. The miracle crop is God's gift to you so that you can care for God's people. But the rich man has other plans. I will build barns and lay up for myself, he says. I will eat, drink, and be merry, he says. You can hear it in his words. What should I do? For I have no place to store my crop. And if you go through the rest of the story, it goes on from there. I. And in focusing on himself and forgetting others, he mismanages the miracle he has received from God. And that's when God calls him a fool. Now, what it means to be a fool is also spelled out in the Old Testament. Psalm 14 tells us, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." You see, that's the rich man's problem. He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't live his life in response to God or what God wants. He doesn't consider God at all, only himself. He's a fool. And the real kicker in the whole thing comes right at the very end. God asks the rich man who has died, "All this that you have collected, whose will it be?" Everybody knew the answer to that one too. According to Jewish law, if a person died without an heir, everything they had was distributed to the poor. So when this parable is all said and done, it's not a story we can confine back to the time of Jesus and leave it alone. In fact, it doesn't leave us alone at all. It confronts us. The question comes to each of us, how do I manage the miracle that God has given me? Make no mistake, God has blessed us generously. God's blessings pour out on us. How are we a blessing to others? Do our priorities in using the blessings we have been given show that we believe in God or that we're a fool? This is a tough parable. And these are hard questions. Questions we should take seriously. But there's grace there too. Grace that God does provide the miracle of his blessings to us. And grace that we are always, always in God's care. So maybe it's not the Callahan curse, but along with wealth comes a call. It's not about you. God's blessings are given to you so that you can care for others. God loves us. And God blesses us. Manage the miracle God's way. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, our only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Thank you for this time, Lord God. Thank you for this time of worship, for this time of being together, but especially for this time of being near to you. Keep us wrapped in your arms of love. Fill our hearts with your warmth and love and be near to us always. Lord, in your mercy. It has happened again, Lord. Two senseless shootings, and they're calling them hate crimes. We struggle to make sense of our world where things like this can happen. We struggle to understand a world where there can be so much hate and division. We struggle to understand the hurt that some people feel that causes them to lash out to hurt others. In this time, come near, Lord Jesus. May the victims, those who know them, the shooters and those who know them feel the warmth of your love leading to new life. Help us in the midst of our dying world to embrace your way of living love. Lord, in your mercy, we need your help, O God. Bless the sick, the lonely, the poor, the hungry, and all those in our society who are so easy to forget and overlook, but who are in need of love. In your love, bless those in any need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Work through us, God of mercy, to be your ambassadors of love and care. Lord, in your mercy. And now, O God, abide with us in all of life. Work in us so that the work we do will be to your honor and glory. May our efforts not seek to serve ourselves, but to reach out to all. Fill us with faith and hope and love, and lead us to live as your people. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, for the green earth given for all, for the talents we are given to share, and for this bread and wine. Transform us to be the body of Christ, that feasting on this food and drink, our lives may reflect your generosity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, in this holy communion, you have welcomed us into your presence, nourished us with words of mercy, and fed us at your table. Amid the cares of this life, strengthen us to love you with all our heart, serve our neighbors with a willing spirit, and honor the earth you have made. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.